Okay.
Good.
Good. So welcome to the talk. Thanks for coming. So let's talk about bike sharing for a moment. For those of you that are not familiar with bike sharing, it's these funny bicycles that there are around on the cities. They have stations. Then people are getting the bicycles and leaving bicycles on stations, right? Somehow, 10 years ago, I started building this project that was only supposed to be for bike share in Barcelona. I ended up scraping bike share data for almost the whole world. These around 800 cities around the world that are supported. But the scope of the talk, it's more of what kind of information the project has. So the first one is availability data. When you look at availability data, it's basically a point, which is a station, has latitude, longitude, and then you have information like the number of bicycles that there are and the timestamp where this information was accessed. I call this availability data. Then nice organizations like the City Bike System in New York, they have something called trip data. Trip data is basically point A from point B. That's a trip. It's somebody that has done one trip from one point to the other. Then you have something like at what, when did it started, when did it ended, and so on. So this is very nice information to work with, but of course not all the organizations are giving this kind of information because it's, I don't know, expensive, interesting, whatever. So I came up with this IRID. I call it time series availability data, which is basically the same availability data that I was telling at the start, but over time. So you can see for one particular station all the different stats that it has gone through, and it's only showing you whenever it has changed. So it's not time series in the sense of fixed intervals, but whenever the information changed. Okay, so this is a live demo. First, a disclaimer, I have no idea of what I'm doing in terms of geospatial. My background is systems engineering. So all of this, it's been mostly learned as I went or as I go. So the data that you can get from City Bikes, it's on this website. These are different packet files that you can get, and there is one for every month. So we're going to be working with the month of December of last year. Luckily, I already have it downloaded. We're going to use our favorite tool, which is DuckDB. Is the font nice?
A little bigger.
Bigger? Yeah? Good. So when we read one of these Parquet files that I have available on the internet, this is the information that it's contained on it. There is the tag. The tag basically it's what identifies a particular system. Then ID, it's the ID of the station. It's supposed to be unique across the cross data set, but sometimes it's not, especially with latitudes and longitudes that are at 0, 0. Then there is this new ID. Whether there is lots of info in there. If we look at it, maybe just get 10 rows of it. Wait. So this is what we get, for instance, for the system over here in Brussels. Oops, sorry about that. We get this information available, which is one station. And then we get, for instance, there were 7 bikes and 18 spaces at this particular point in time. Then at another point in time, suddenly it got 8 bikes, then 9 bikes, 8 bikes. And so on and so on. 5 minutes left. Woohoo! The good thing is, if I don't finish in time, the end result is also available, so we can look at it, even though we didn't manage to create the entire of it. So let's. What table I am at? Everything from full. Limit 100. No, there is no full. Okay, I have the data already loaded in a table. So this is what this table looks like. Yeah, and there are lots of rows, but still it will work because it's DuckDB. But yeah, it has a geometry, which means I should also load spatial in here. When we want, so what can we do with this information? If, for instance, we try to look at, so what I'm trying to do is get one metric that we can represent in a map and generate a heat map of the usage of a particular bike sharing network. And to get that, we only, I mean, we have bicycles available, which are kind of okay. Like here in New York, name, bikes, and free, and then some timestamp. I mean, this is good information, but we need to aggregate it somehow. So something that could be we could be doing would, could be counting the number of entries, but it's also more interesting if we just try to get the difference between each set. We can do that with a window function. So let's just jump into this window function, like here, here. Yeah, it's all in memory. I'm sorry, this is not going to be able to be done live, but here. Yeah, this one. What we are doing, so what then with if we add everything together and we just put the absolute, we can kind of say this is more or less an activity, right? Or maybe not. You tell me after. Okay, so yeah, we have this. We can, for instance, we could order, I mean, limit by 10, then we get the top 10 stations in a particular system. That's already good information. But then if we create a GeoJSON file with this query, and I'm just going to skip and just generate it for the whole world and not for the video system. Then I go to this website that I created just for this. Then we open it here, enter. Come on, work for me. Yes, and we have a heat map of the whole Brussels, the whole world. There is no limit. So I don't know if somebody wants to see a particular city. Here it is. We have Paris and the time's up. And this is the world. Thank you. Thank you very much.